Now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's the first game we've done on the radio this season for the high school basketball season. And it's a special one tonight as we're live at Norwich High School as it's the Purple Tornado hosting the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. Set to be a good one here tonight. Want to welcome you in to our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler Auto Sales has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Special guest tonight, my color commentator, is Megan Scholes from the Evening Sun. What a perfect way to bring you in here as you'll have all the Norwich knowledge we need.
Growing up here from Norwich, I'm alumni. I graduated in 2006, and I knew the rivalry back then was always big. And coming off of a game from last year, it's going to be an exciting one as well as both teams return a lot from their roster.
Now, you were here for that game last year, and we were just discussing it pregame. Take us through what that one was like.
Gosh, I'm pretty sure Oneonta had a big lead. Norwich closed that game back and went into overtime. Last second shot by Oneonta didn't fall to win it, so we went into a double overtime, and think what, we saw 8 seconds left.
Yeah.
Kid from Oneonta was on the free throw line, missed both free throws. Norwich had an opportunity for a three-point shot by Michael Carson, and it rimmed in and out, and Oneonta won it to 78.
And I'm sure it was electric in here at that point, because anytime you get a close game between these two, it's just a lot of fun. Do you feel like, because they're the two teams in this neck of the woods that are in the stack, it just adds to it? You think that's where the rivalry is from?
Well, it does have something to do with it. I mean, we're definitely we're told that, you know, Norwich is always the one that's disliked because it's the furthest bus ride to everybody we ride to.
Sure.
But it stems back from a long time before I was even born, and mostly on the football field, and it stemmed over to the basketball court. And it's always exciting when you get these two teams together because of the rivalry, not only between, you know, the players on the court, but the student sections. They always, you know, jar back and forth, and it turns into definitely an electrifying environment here.
Norwich boys hosting Oneonta tonight. We'll take a quick break here on our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll set the scene a little bit more. Again, it's our opening game of the season here on WCDO. Oneonta visits Norwich. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell here tonight on WCDO, joined by Megan Schultz from the Evening Sun, bringing us a great Norwich perspective tonight. Oneonta boys traveling over to take on the Norwich Purple Tornado. And, you know, I've seen Oneonta this year. They've had a challenging schedule, starting off with the Drago tournament and then going down and really blowing the doors off of Union Endicott. But I know Norwich, you know, has had a tough schedule as well with the Stop DWI tournament, splitting two games there. It seems like it could be a pretty even match here tonight for an early season game.
Absolutely, and, you know, the Stop DWI tournament, Norwich held right with Owego, who is predicted to be one of the two teams in the finals for Section 4 this year. So it, from what I was told, that was a good game. I was obviously at something else that night, but Norwich held with them. What you're going to see out of Norwich tonight, that's going to be huge because of Tom Collier's coaching style. He's going to play a man-to-man defense against Oneonta and not let the shooters get their shots. And that's what he did against the Wego and Vestal as well. Vestal, from what he said, they had a lead on Norwich. Norwich fought back and then pretty much took it over behind J.C. Vinyl's hustle, which, I mean, for a junior, this kid's been on varsity now for a season and a half. He joined late in his freshman year, and he's just an all-out hustler. You may not see him in the box score all the time, but he's just... he's definitely going to be one that you're going to hear his name a lot.
The big thing that I see on paper and in warm-ups here is Norwich does have a noticeable size advantage. Oneonta, from what I've seen this year in the past couple of years, they return a great group of guards that really like to run and gun with Graham Wooden and Teddy McGraw, Evan Sitz. They love to shoot the three. I think it could be a really up-and-down game here tonight with a lot of fast break opportunities. Be interesting to see if Oneonta comes out hot shooting the ball or if they're cold. You know, how that plays into things, and I just don't know how they're going to handle the size inside of Norwich. When I saw Oneonta take on Chalmont in the Drago tournament, Chalmont had some good size, and I thought, boy, Oneonta's in trouble, but they held with them, and Chalmont was the team that went to states last year from Section 2, and Oneonta probably could have won that game, ended up losing by two. So we'll see. I don't know. They must be used to dealing with size like that in the stack, but, boy, Norwich certainly has some big boys on the inside.
You're definitely right when it comes to the up-and-down game. Oneonta, I remember last year, and they didn't lose much, as we were talking beforehand. They did have a lot of speed. Norwich keeps up with that speed. The size has come into play this season. Both of their big men, John Clark and Skylar Wenzel, Skylar seeing the floor more so than John, but it's literally come into this season where the size has been an advantage for Norwich. Skylar Wenzel has really become the player that Norwich needs, having a double-double the opening night, which was huge. Got into a little bit of foul trouble against Vestal, but if it wasn't for his double-double and the play he had against the Wego, Norwich probably wouldn't have been in that game. So that's a big thing for him. And then John Clark doesn't see very many minutes, but when he's out there, he's a hustler. He gets the rebounds. He does what he needs to do. And that height advantage will hopefully have a factor in this one.
Again, Norwich hosting the Oneonta boys here tonight. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Ave in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Let's quickly fit in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And of course, we're going to be covering the Tri-Valley, the MAC, the Delaware League, a little bit of everybody this year. So, you know, we're starting off with a unique game here in the stack, but Friday night we'll be right back in Sydney as the Sydney boys host the Green Trojans. That game will be at 7 o'clock, so make sure you tune in for that one as well. Both teams finishing up their starting lineups. We'll pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll tip things off here between the Oneonta boys and the Norwich boys. Set to be a good one here tonight between these two stack rivals. I know I'm excited. When we got the call from Norwich that they were interested in having us come over to do this game, it was something I really got excited about. We started to do some Oneonta games over the last couple of years, and it should be a lot of fun. So we'll pause, and when we come back, we'll have the Norwich boys taking on Oneonta tonight here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight, joined by Megan Scholes from the Evening Sun. Norwich boys hosting Oneonta, and we're all set for tip-off here. Let's get you our starting lineups first for Norwich and longtime head coach Tom Collier. They start with senior number 3, Majuni Mutabiwa. They also have junior number 4, Carson Maynard, and number 5, a senior, Marcus Cashman, a junior number 23, J.T. Vinyl, and the big man, 6'8", senior number 34, Skyler Wenzel. On the other side for Oneonta and head coach Jerry Mackey, they start with junior number 12, Teddy McGraw, also a junior number 14, Graham Wooden. They have a junior number 40, Kai Atchison, a senior number 20, Evan Sitz, and a junior number 24, Alex Osterhout. Oneonta's in the new uniforms here tonight. It is a blue with gold trim, says Oneonta in gold lettering across the front of the uniform with gold trim down the side, and it's a royal blue. Norwich is in the home whites with the black and the purple trim, says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the chest. Any final thoughts before we tip off here, Megan?
It's going to definitely be interesting to see how Oneonta handles Marcus Cashman's long-range game. He hit multiple threes in the game against the Wego the other night. And it's definitely always a good coaching matchup between Tom Collier and Mackey on the bench.
We'll tip things off, and Oneonta will win the opening tip. They'll go right to left to start things off. Here, Oneonta and the Norwich boys. Here's Graham Wooden, left side. Pulls up for three off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose, and Norwich will scoop it up going down the left side of the floor with JT Vinyl. Takes it to the rim, up and in for the layup. And the opening basket for Norwich, they lead 2-0, just 20 seconds into the contest. Graham Wooden will bring it back up the floor, and Majuni is going to guard him at the top of the key. Graham Wooden to the left side. They'll go right side now in front of the Norwich bench for Evan Sitz. Chest pass for Ryan Packard back to the near side. Packard into the paint, now back for Teddy McGraw. Driving shot in the lane, falls short. Rebound for Wenzel here for Norwich. Ball is loose, though, at midcourt. Scooped up by Atchison. And Oneonta will settle things down here. Again, 7-10 to go first quarter, an early 2-0 lead for Norwich over Oneonta. Here's Graham Wooden back up in midcourt. What do you think of this defense so far here? Right in your face, as you predicted.
Yeah, the man-to-man defense is really going to be Norwich's strong suit all season. You know, Oneonta, like you said before the game, they're big on the three-point shot, and that's the only way Norwich is really going to handle that.
Graham Wooden gets the basket, but we'll have an early foul there on Skyler Wenzel, his first, team's first. 6:55 to go first quarter. Norwich leading Oneonta 2-0. Now possession's going to go back to Norwich here. Not sure what happened on the baseline there to give the ball back to the Purple Tornado, but they have it.
Oh, they called a foul on the 34 for Oneana.
Oh, they did, okay. Back the other way here for Norwich. So Atchison will pick up the foul. Norwich wants to take it to the rim here with Maynard. And off the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. 6:45 to go first quarter. Norwich 2, Oneonta nothing. Norwich will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. As again, they go left to right there in the white with the purple trim. Here's Majuni. Tries to kick it out. Picked off by Teddy McGraw. Oneonta will bring it back up the floor. Again, going right to left. Crosses the half-court timeline. Dribble drive. Lost it. Stolen away by Norwich. Two on one if they can hurry. A bounce pass is broken up and rolls out of bounds as Maynard was trying to find Cashman, but Oneonta got back to tip it away. 6.5 to go first quarter. Norwich 2, Oneonta nothing in this boys' contest tonight here from Norwich High School. Lob pass to Wenzel in the paint. Shot is no good. Rebound for Oneonta as Packard pulled that one down. Graham Wooden across half court for Oneonta. Leaves it off for Teddy McGraw. Those two are the dynamic duo here for the Yellow Jackets. McGraw goes left side. Atchison pull up three. That's off the mark. Rebound for Norwich. And Maynard will streak back down the floor on the left side. Gets into the purple paint. Kicks one out far side for Cashman. Cashman with a chest pass back to Maynard, who's in front of the Oneonta bench as they go left to right. We're 2 minutes in. That's an early 2-0 lead for Norwich over Oneonta. Both teams kind of feeling each other out a little bit here.
Oneonta's matching up against Norwich man-to-man, too, so that's the only way that they're probably going to handle the three-point shooting and the inside game by Norwich.
Shot up by Norwich from the left side is off the mark, and Packard pulls down a rebound. Outlet pass here to Graham Wooden as Oneonta settles in. Low-scoring game to start off here. 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Norwich 2, Oneonta nothing. Wooden tries to go to the inside. A little backdoor pass for Teddy McGraw. McGraw goes back to Wooden, and the shot is off the mark, and Norwich back the other way. Maynard down the left side. Tries to get to the hoop. Shot is short, and a rebound for Evan Sitz. Oneonta's looking to run. A 2-on-1. Here's Wooden. Right side. Little Euro step to the hoop. It's off the back of the rim, and no good. Both teams are cold here. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Norwich leading 2-0. They try a jumper from the foul line with JT Vinyl. It's off the mark.
This might be one of the lowest starts I've ever seen in a boys' game.
Both teams are getting up and down the floor, but they haven't been able to find the bottom of the tin very much as Norwich leads 2-0. Oneonta tries to go to the inside, but it's poked away and back up the floor here for Majuni. Majuni has his pocket picked, and Graham Wooden back up the floor. Left side tries to get into the paint, and he's tripped up there by Maynard, and we'll have a foul with 4:45 to go first quarter. Norwich 2, Oneonta nothing. Oneonta will inbound on the baseline. As again, a slow start, not what we were expecting, especially with the up and down pace.
Well, like you said, they are getting up and down. It's just nobody's being able to finish. And a few turnovers are being created on both ends of the floor by the defenses. It's going to be an interesting one, that's for sure.
Here sits to the left side for Packard, trying to back his defender down, and he's blocked, and we'll have a foul, much to the dismay of the Norwich fans on the far side. With 4:35 to go first quarter, it's Norwich 2, Oneonta nothing, and Ryan Packard will head to the line here for OHS. Again, looking for their first points here of the evening as they trail 2-0. So Packard getting the start tonight here for Oneonta instead of Osterhout. Packard's first shot is off the back of the rim and no good. They might have had to go with Packard tonight just because of the size down low that Norwich has. 4:35 to go first quarter. Oneonta still looking for their first points. They trail Norwich 2-0 on the road. Shot is up and good for Packard. And so it's Norwich 2 and Oneonta 1 with, again, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Norwich brings it up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline. Some pressure there, knocked out of bounds, will stay with the Purple Tornado. Norwich 2, Oneonta 1. Maybe some nerves in the early going here.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really converting right now, and I'm surprised by that on both ends when you have the scorers that you do from both teams.
Here's a steal by Graham Wooden. Leaves it off, and they'll pass it down the floor, and a foul. Oneonta can't convert on the shot there from Atchison, but he'll go to the line. So 4:14 to go first quarter. Norwich 2, Oneonta 1. Atchison will step to the line here after getting fouled on that layup attempt. Atchison settles in. First shot is good. So Atchison gets that one to go, and we're tied up 2-2. In the early going here. We'll see if one of these two teams can get hot shooting the basketball. Atchison gets the second shot to go, and Oneonta takes their first lead of the evening, 3-2, with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor here. They'll go to the inside for Wenzel. Backs down. Evan sits, tries to shoot, but he'll travel. Shuffles in the lane, and the ball goes back to Oneonta with 4:03 to go first quarter. It's the Jackets leading the Purple Tornado 3-2. Yeah, exactly. Both these teams have had tough schedules coming into tonight, and they've put up a ton of points, so a little surprised by the slow start. 3:50 to go first quarter. Here's Packard on the left side. Gets to the foul line, leaves one off. Evan Sitz, dribble drive for Sitz. Bounce passes back door, looking for Atchison. And the ball was on the line. Last touch by Norwich will stay with Oneonta as Majuni there got his fingertips on it. Boy, what a matchup between Graham Wooden of Oneonta and Majuni of Norwich. Two really fast guys.
Well, then on the other side, you have Cashman and McGraw matching up against each other. And Cashman's usually put on one of Oneonta's top scorers or a top scorer in the game anyway because of his hustle and just the way he reads the ball.
Here's Packard for three from the right side. He drains that one and gets it to go. That gives Oneonta a 6-2 lead, and Ryan Packard with four early points for the Jackets. Here's Majuni, takes it to the rim, tries to lay it up, no good, but the rebound is right there for Norwich, and JT Vinyl finishes it off. He's got all four of Norwich's points. It's OHS 6 and Norwich 4. Here's Packard on the right side. Wants to pull up again for three. Steps back. This one is too strong. Rebound for Norwich. Back up the floor for Cashman. On the right side as they go, left to right. Cashman puts on the brakes. Goes to Majuni at the top of the key. Oneonta settling in on defense. They go far side for Maynard. Maynard backs it out. 20 on the shot clock. 2:40 to go first quarter. Oneonta 6 and Norwich 4. Down low to Wenzel on the right low block. Little baby hook with the left. The kiss off the glass is good.
That is his move. I've seen him work on that since he really grew into his height. The kid wears a size 15 shoe, so if 6'8 doesn't give it to you, you look at his feet, you know he's tall.
Biggest guy on the floor by far. We're tied up 6-6 between Oneonta and Norwich. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Graham Wooden, gets in the paint, lost it. 2-on-1 for Norwich. Here's Vinyl down the right side. Gives it back to Majuni. Got stuck under the basket. Lost the ball, but Norwich holds on. Maynard in the corner. Right side three. Got it. Downtown, and Norwich takes the lead 9-6. And we'll have a timeout here by Oneonta. 2:02 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Norwich 9, Oneonta 6 on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. Norwich 9, Oneonta 6. Live here tonight at Norwich High School. This boys' contest, always a good one when these two get together. Here's Graham Wooden with a fadeaway on the right wing side, gets it to go, and Oneonta cuts it back to a 9-8 lead.
Here's the back and forth game that we were looking for, basket after basket on both ends of the floor.
And there it is for Norwich down the right side of the floor. Up and good for Marcus Cashman, his first points of the night. Gives Oneonta an 11-8 lead with a minute and a half to go first quarter. Here's McGraw in the paint, kicks out Packard, right side three, too strong. Rebound again for Cashman. He's harassed for a minute, but gets the outlet pass ahead. Here's Vinyl. Wants to take it right to the rim, and he's fouled by Packard with a minute 18 to go in the first. Norwich leading 11-8. And both teams starting to heat up a little bit here.
A little bit of back and forth that we were looking for. Shots are starting to fall. Only took a few minutes. Probably, like you said, first game jitters at home for Norwich this year, and way to start it off with a rivalry, so the nerves are going to be there.
First foul shot is up and good for JT Vinyl. He's got 5 points. And Norwich leads 12-8 with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. I also imagine with these two coaches, they've seen it all, especially from one another. So, you know, maybe that game within the game is playing into that as well. Second shot from Vinyl is no good. Rolled around the rim, and McGraw skies for the rebound to rip it down for Oneata.
They know the ins and outs of each other, too, of their coaching schemes and everything, because it's been several years that these two have battled back and forth now.
McGraw takes it right to the rim for his first basket, believe it or not. And Oneata cuts it back to a two-point deficit, 12-10. Now the ball's tied up at midcourt right on the Tornado logo as Graham Wooden got tied up. And let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there for Norwich. Looks like Sapensky is into the ball game now with a minute to go in the first quarter. Again, Norwich by a deuce, 12-10. And so Majuni will get the ball at the top of the key here for Norwich. 25 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock here. And Norwich leads by two. They get it down low in the paint, kick out. A jumper from the right side is good for Jaleel Jones, who's off the bench. His first bucket of the night. Norwich leads by four, 14-10. Late first quarter, 40 seconds to go. Graham Wooden here for Oneata. Kicks it far side. Step back three for the Jackets is no good there from Alex Osterhout, who has started the last couple of games and sits tonight for Ryan Packard. His three is no good, and then touched the netting as it went up off the rim. Ball out of bounds, goes back to Norwich with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Majuni, gets down low, slicing and dicing, leaves one off for Jones, and the kiss off the glass is good for the layup. And so Norwich opens up the biggest lead so far, 16-10, with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Wooden, leaves it off for McGraw. He's up near midcourt by the scorer's table, right wing side. Game clock down to 10 seconds. McGraw wants to make his move. Stutters, gets to the right side, pulls up for a 20-footer, no good, rebound Norwich. They won't get a shot off. They will, actually, but it'll fall short. End of the first quarter, Norwich 16, Oneata 10. We'll step away. We'll come back with the second quarter here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set for the start of the second quarter here live from Norwich High School tonight. The Norwich boys leading Oneata 16-10. Nate Lull and Megan Scholes with you here tonight. Megan, your thoughts on that first quarter?
Started to get into a rhythm after a little while. Oneata went to a press, and Norwich was able to break that pretty easily towards the end of that, which I think is really got that run started for them as they were able to get down the court and get the layups that they were looking for. And then the shots started to fall for both teams.
Yeah, both teams kind of started the game cold shooting as it was 2-0 for probably the first 3 minutes of the game. Then they started to heat up. Oneata with the ball to start the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive for Graham Wooden. He's rejected, gets it back, up and in, count it, an and one for Graham Wooden, and he'll head to the stripe. And let's see who the foul's on here for Norwich.
It's going to go on Wenzel. That's his second.
That's
puts
tough.
The big man in trouble already.
And so Wenzel will go to the bench, and it looks like Jaleel Jones will come back in, but he had a strong first quarter there with 4 points. And now Wooden trying to complete the three-point play. Early in the second quarter, Norwich leads 16-12, make it 16-13 as Graham Wooden puts that one up and in. A guy who is the definition of a gym rat, just plays year-round, AAU, pickup games, you name it. He's in the gym working on his game, as both these programs have those type of kids. 16-13 to score. Norwich boys ahead by three in this rivalry game with Oneata tonight. Here is Majuni, kicks it out for Jones. Back far side, now it's tipped away as he tried to cross-court pass, and Graham Wooden with the steal and takes it coast-to-coast up and in. And Wooden now with a quick 7 points to start this game. Norwich 16, Oneata 15. Right side here for Maynard. as Norwich is in the white with the purple trim. They go left to right. Oneana's in the royal blue with the gold trim. Pull-up jumper is good for JT Vinyl, and he's got 7 points for the Purple Tornado. Norwich just kind of holding on to this three-point lead.
That last basket was set up by Jahlil Jones, who isn't as tall as the Wenzel or the John Park on the floor, but each plays like a true big man. He's always played that spot since he was a little kid, and he really comes in and plays those good minutes, even though he doesn't have the height like they do.
Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Norwich. Been impressed by the defense of Majuni on Graham Wooden. Again, we said it earlier, two really fast guys going head-to-head. Here's McGraw down low. Kicks out. Left side three for Evan Sitz. Got it. Left side in the corner. Ties this game up 18-18 with 6.5 to go in the second. Sitz kind of got lost in the corner there, and McGraw found him, and he was able to bury it. 6:20 to go, second quarter.
McGraw and Graham's driving is really opening up the outside shots for Oneana. You see Norwich all on the help side, and they're finding the open player, which is really helping them stay in this game right now.
Jump ball here as Atchison for Oneana gets tied up with Vinyl of Norwich as he tried to take it to the rim. And so possession arrow will favor NHS. Again, 6:10 to go, second quarter. We're tied 18-18. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Kind of a special opening game of the year for us on the radio. Here's Jones down low, stripped of the ball by McGraw, and Wooden will come away with it. Wants to slow it down as he gets across half court. Right side for Atchison. Pulls up for three, and that one is no good, but we'll have a foul underneath, I believe, on Oneata here on Osterhout.
Yeah, Vinyl got the better position on the box out there, and Osterhout kind of gave him a little bit of a shove to get to the ball, and the ref was standing right there and was able to call it.
Well, we expected a close one here tonight. That's what we have so far, tied at 18 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Majuni leaving it for Maynard.
We had a close game at 2-0, too. So.
That's true. Down low for Vinyl, a nice up-and-under move at the left low block. It's no good. Rebound for Sitz, and then a reach-in frustration foul there, I think, on Vinyl.
Now Vinyl got two, which your leading scorer is now in foul trouble.
That's tough because he made such a good move and just kind of missed the chippy there, and then I'm sure in frustration grabs Sitz's arm.
Well, and he's been all over the floor too, whether it's been diving on the ground or he's getting the rebound or the loose ball that was poked free by another Norwich defender. That's what Vinyl does for them, and that's why you see Tom Collier settling him down because he knows he needs Vinyl in this game. He's his glue guy, as he calls it, and we'll go into that a little bit later when it comes to Tom Collier.
We'll talk about that at halftime for sure as Osterhout misses a right-handed layup. Ball rolled all the way around the rim and wouldn't fall. On the rebound, it was pushed out of bounds, and Oneata will hold on. Two possession with 5:26 to go. Second quarter, tied at 18. Osterhout wants to go right back to the rim. Kicks it out right corner for Graham Wooden. He goes into the inside. This one is short, and a rebound here from Majuni. Lost the handle, but Maynard comes away with it. Ahead for Cashman. Zips one over to the far side and off the bench for Thomas Flanagan, who puts it in.
Great extra pass every single time down the court there by Norwich to get that fast break layup and easy 2 points on the board for them.
Norwich 20, Oneata 18 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Wooden with a pull-up 20-footer, rims out. Ball is loose, both teams crashing and banging for it here. Sitz comes away with it for Oneata. Out of the scrum, goes to McGraw. Now back down low, back out for McGraw. Straight away, three is good for Teddy McGraw. He went inside to Wooden, then back to McGraw, and he buried it.
Yeah, and Cashman had a hand in his face, too, and he just knocked that down. And if I remember correctly, that's what McGraw was known for last year,
yes,
to a lot of defenders.
Oneana 21, Norwich 20. Yeah, it's just he's one of those guys. Somehow he's always able to get that shot off. Majuni with a three in the corner, no good. Rebound for McGraw on the air ball, and then Maynard is whistled for a reach-in foul as McGraw was taking off down the court.
And Maynard's got two now.
Boy, so Norwich, that's three of their starters, correct, with two fouls.
Yep. Vinyl comes back onto the floor. Hopefully he can play a little smart. Those two fouls were out of frustration. That's his weak part, as he needs to continue to play smart on the floor in order to stay into the game.
4:15 to go, second quarter. OHS leading Norwich on the road, 21-20, in a boys' battle tonight, stack rivals. Here's Graham Wooden on the right side baseline, and a foul is called, this one on Sapensky. Again, Oneana leading by a point with 4:08 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Great to be on the air. We've been to a bunch of games. I know you have as well, Megan, and it's a busy time of year. I felt like there's been more tournaments to start the year than ever before. I feel like everywhere I went, there was a tournament to cover.
There was tournaments galore last weekend with both UV and Norwich for my coverage area at the, down at the Stop DWI. There was a girls' tournament in Green for in both Green and Oxford attended. And then this weekend, UV is in another one down in Binghamton area. They're all over the place. Yeah. I've never seen so many more tournaments this year.
BG girls are up in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament. I mean, it just it never ends.
So is UV? UV's up
yeah,
there
UV's
as well?
There. So Graham Wooden now at the line here for Oneonta. Makes his first foul shot after he was fouled on that drive to the bucket. Second one coming here for Wooden. And this one is up and good. So Graham Wooden with 9 points. Oneonta leads 23-20 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's been back and forth here tonight as expected. Here is Cashman, right side as Norwich goes, left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the purple trim. Jones wants to take it to the rim. He's blocked by Atchison. He says no, and Oneonta comes back up the floor. McGraw will kick one into the corner for Atchison. Pulls up for three, too strong. Rebound for Norwich. And NHS is looking to run. Here's Cashman on the right side. Oneonta settling into a 2-3 zone, it looks like, as Norwich is going to call time. With 3:37 to go, second quarter, we'll take a 30-second break. It's Oneonta 23, Norwich 20. Boys action tonight here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Megan Schultz here tonight. Megan from the Evening Sun does a great job with all her coverage of a lot of the teams here in Chenango County, BG, UV, Green, Norwich, you name it. She's there, so make sure you pick up a copy of the paper for sure. I'm glad you could be here with us tonight. This is great.
Thanks for having me on air with you. It's fun. I used to do this.
Yeah. You got
quite
some
a few
experience.
Years ago. I got
yeah.
some experience. Used to do this quite a few years ago, and it's just happy to be back in watching basketball again.
I know. It's a fun time of year, and, you know, with both of us following BG Volleyball up at States, we really didn't get a break between fall and winter sports for sure. It just kind of blended together.
Yeah, it was about a week. That was all we had.
Yeah, that's all we had. And it ended fast. Norwich, out of the timeout, tried an inbound there, and it looked like it actually came in and got kicked out of bounds and goes back to Oneonta. So I'm sure not what the coaching staff for Norwich was drawing up there in the timeout. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Oneonta leads 23-20. Here's Graham Wooden at the top of the key. Goes back to Teddy McCraw. A deep three left side is off the mark. Rebound for Wooden, but it looks like he stepped on the line, and it's going to go back to Norwich. Good position there by Majuni on the box out.
McGraw's not afraid to shoot that if he's got at least an arm's length. If it's closer than an arm's length, he'll hold off, but at least an arm's length, he's firing it, and I thought that one was going in.
Yeah, it looked like a great shot. Here's Cashman, takes it down low. A floater in the lane is short. Rebound bounces free to Wooden, and he wants to run. Puts on the brakes at the top of the key. Now leaves one off. Atchison, his three is off the back of the rim. Sits, pulls down a rebound, though, for Oneonta. Goes to McGraw, right side, bounce pass for Atchison in the paint. Left it short, tried it again, no good. Jones with a rebound, and finally the Purple Tornado come away. And now we'll have a double dribble at midcourt by Vinyl as he was trying to work his way through traffic. The ball back to Oneonta. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Oneonta leads by 3, 23-20.
The defense on both ends is really what's keeping this ball game so close. Yes, shots weren't falling in the beginning, but this man-to-man, Cashman just took his first attempt. That's how much McGraw's been in his face down here. And McGraw really hasn't gotten too many looks off.
No, he really hasn't, as Wooden takes it to the rim, and he's fouled here by Majuni with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, we've talked about the Majuni and Wooden matchup, but Teddy McGraw going against Cashman has been a lot of fun to watch. It's kind of just two guys shutting each other down at this point.
It really is. I mean, Cashman had, I believe it was 21 points against the Wego the other day and then was the leading scorer again the following day against Vessel with 14. And that was his first look at the basket, and it wasn't clean either. So McGraw's definitely doing a good job shutting down Cashman right now, who is Norwich's leading scorer on the season. It's going to be interesting to see who can outlast who with the man-to-man matchup.
So Wooden is fouled, goes to the line, goes 2 for 2. And Oneata, their biggest lead, if I'm not mistaken, of the evening at 25-20. So a 5-point lead with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned during the half. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break it all down for you. Here's Jones, left side corner, back to the top of the key here for Cashman. Right side for Majuni. Bounce pass for Vinyl in the paint. Steps back. Jumper. Good. Boy, Vinyl with a vicious step back there. He gets it to go, and he has 9 points.
He's just an all-out hustler. He sees the floor well. He knows what to do in the right movement. I mean, that step back, he knew what he was going to do before he even had the ball.
2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Oneata leads 25-22. Atchison straightaway three. Gets the iron to be kind to him this time and rolls it in. So Atchison now with 5 points.
And he makes Vinyl pay there a little bit on that one. Vinyl went and helped kick the ball out, and Atchison knocked down that three.
We mentioned it pregame. Oneata just not afraid to fire up the three ball. And they've shown that tonight. And it seems like everybody on the floor wants to shoot the three ball. Doesn't matter if you're a big guy or a guard.
Well, and the defense is taking away the shots, the drive opportunity by both McGraw and Wooden. And that's what's opening up the three, is all the help side defense. And Oneana's doing a great job kicking it out to the right person.
Oneata with a steal, quickly in transition to Atchison, fires it up again and puts in another three-pointer, giving Oneata a 31-22 lead with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter.
Biggest lead by either team right now. And Oneana's got the momentum swinging their way right now.
Here's Majuni, gets in the paint, tries to take it to the rim, just left it short. Jones is there to clean up the mess, missed it once, second time puts it in.
And there's that big man play that I was talking about. He out-rebounded everybody on the floor, and he's not that tall. I think maybe 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, he's done the job coming off the bench with Wenzel in foul trouble. Minute to go, second quarter. Here's Graham Wooden for three. Same spot in the left side corner. Buries it. He's got 14.
Caught Majuni off guard for a split second, and that's when he fired it and knocked it down.
OHS leading at 34-24 on the road here at Norwich. Cashman straightaway three. Too strong. And the ball out of bounds. No, saved by Majuni, but it goes right to Evan Sitz. Sitz is in trouble. Leaves it off to a sure-handed Graham Wooden with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oneata has opened it up here really just in the last minute or two.
Majuni's a little shaken up after that play, after he dove out of bounds to save that one, hit a chair on his way back, trying to relax for the last second as Oneata holds for the last second.
Shot clock at 10, game clock at 15. We'll see if Oneata's aware of that difference. Here's Wooden to the right side. Steps back, 5 on the shot clock. Wooden in the paint, steps up, lost control of the ball. Norwich comes away, 5 seconds left, and they'll have a foul at midcourt as Norwich was bringing it up the left wing side. So 3 seconds to go, second quarter. Oneata leading 34-24.
Failed Norwich out there with that foul. Now they're going to get a good look at the basket with 3.5 left here in the half, where they could have had a deep three that was off, and now Norwich has a chance to get that brief momentum swing right before the half.
And they're going to put the starters back in. So Maynard's going to come back in. Wenzel comes back in. He's got to be smart here. Doesn't pick up anything silly in the last 3.5 seconds. Norwich gets it into Majuni. Down low for Vinyl. Tries a little up and under. No good, and that'll do it. Halftime with Oneata really pulling away in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter, leading 34-24. Before we take a break, Megan, your quick thoughts.
Oneata really opened up because they started nailing those threes from the corner, and they're making the help side pay right now by making that extra pass out to the three-point line and finding the open person. But I don't count Norwich out yet.
No,
only
I wouldn't
point
either.
And Tom Collier is a coaching genius.
Yes.
I'll say that, you know. It may be a little biased, but he is a coaching genius, and he'll find a way to close this gap down really quick.
I think that, you know, any of our listeners out there tonight would agree that both these coaches, their resumes, what they've done, two really good local coaches going toe-to-toe here tonight. So.
Well, if it was the opposite way, if Norwich had a 10-point lead, I'd be saying the same thing about Jerry
Mackey. Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, they've both been around and seen it all and done it all. So, all right, we'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. In just a few minutes, our halftime score, Oneata boys leading Norwich 34-24 at the break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Again, live tonight in Norwich. It's the Oneonta boys leading at Norwich 34-24 at the break. Nate Lull and Megan Scholes with you here tonight on CDO. A big thanks to Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios, our in-game producer. It's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's do a scoring summary here for you before we break things down. JT Vinyl leading the way for Norwich with 9 points, followed by Jaleel Jones with 6, and then a bunch of guys with just 1 bucket each. Carson Maynard with 3, Marcus Cashman with 2, Thomas Flanagan with 2, and Skylar Wenzel with 2 for Norwich. On the other side for Oneonta, 14 points for Graham Wooden, 8 points for Kai Atchison, 5 for Teddy McGraw, 4 for Ryan Packard, and 3 from Evan Sitz. So, you know, both teams have some guys who have started to heat up in Vinyl and Wooden, and then, as we've talked about throughout the broadcast here, Megan, a couple other guys have been pretty quiet tonight.
I mean, you said 14, and I happen to be looking up at the scoreboard because that's what Norwich has on the bottom of the scoreboard, and I saw 14 points for Wooden, and it was probably the quietest 14 points I think I've seen so far this season. He started to catch fire. He hit those 2 threes near the end, but I didn't know he had 14 points until I just looked up there and you said it at the same time.
Well, he was another one. Started real quiet. I don't think he even scored until late in the first quarter. And then a couple of those little breakaways. And then Oneonta, I really feel like, pulled away in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter, hitting a couple of threes down here in the left side corner. I thought that was the difference, which really opened up this gap a little bit.
Yeah, and again, the man-to-man defense is why, because those three. Now, Oneonta's beating that man-to-man defense, Norwich's man-to-man defense, because they are making that extra pass when they find the open person. Graham Wooden finally starting to get going here. Wondering if maybe they'll switch Majuni defensively, Norwich will, and put him on Wooden, and switch that up, put Cashman on Wooden,
sure,
and move Majuni to McGraw. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen here. I can only imagine what's going on in that locker room right now with Norwich and Tom Collier.
Oneonta is already back out on the floor, so Jerry Mackey had some brief words to say for his guys. But on the other side, I'm assuming Norwich is going to be in there for a couple more minutes here, talking things through. I'm sure this is not what they were envisioning here tonight. As we've said, both these teams very capable of putting up 60, 70 points on any given night.
And I can tell you right now, Tom's in there encouraging them. He's not yelling at them. He's not reaming them a new one. They've been playing pretty well. There have been quite a few turnovers, but by both teams. Both defenses are creating turnovers by both teams. He's in there just trying to calm down his guys, get them back to the game that they started out as, and hopefully, you know, something will come back and we'll have an even tighter game in here in the second half.
And we should mention that Norwich did have some foul trouble. Three starters with two fouls each. Wenzel was the first to pick up his second foul and went to the bench early, and that's a lot of your size inside it. And right before he picked up that second foul, in my head I'm remembering that nice move that he had with the little left-handed baby hook. And if they could get that going, that's a big weapon with Onyansa not really having a lot of the size to match up with him.
Yeah, if he can stay on the floor, that will definitely be a huge, huge factor in the second half. The other factor that really needs to come alive, if he can create room or if they start finding something to finding a way for him to create room, is Marcus Cashman. He's really been a non-factor in this game right now. 2 points, and he had 21 and 14 over the weekend. And he's definitely one to shoot the outside shot, but kudos to the Yellow Jacket defense right now.
Well, again, just for a note for your calendar, on Friday we'll have a non-league game between Sydney and Green, the Sydney boys hosting the Green Trojans. That should be a good one. I'm interested to see Green, a team that I think will be probably one of the better MAC boys teams, and we'll probably catch up with UV next week. I've seen UV a couple of times already, and I'm excited because UV is going to play Norwich at least once during the regular season, plus Norwich is going to Unadilla Valley's Christmas tournament. So that should be a lot of fun. So I think our local teams here in the Chenango County area, at least, a lot of talent, and it's going to be a fun winter ahead. UV, last night I was up in Cooperstown, lost just a heartbreaker by 3 to the Hawkeyes, 48-45. So just a ton of talent. Andrew Jackson, Levi Reifenberg, Wyatt Gray, that crew, a lot of fun. So it's going to be a fun year of boys and girls games locally, I think.
Absolutely. I haven't seen Green yet. Green hasn't played yet.
No.
Green plays their first game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what Rice has out there. Returning a lot from last year, has, you know, some great athletic talent on that team. Definitely going to be looking to get over that 500 hump that they were at last year. But MAC was a tough league last year.
Really was.
You know, UV came out as defending or as the Class C champions for Section 4, and you know, yeah, they were up towards the top, but it wasn't an easy task for them to get towards the top.
No, I mean, last year, really, Delhi was good, Sydney was good, UV was excellent. Trying to think who the other top four team was at the end of the season, but those two semifinal games were really, really great games last year, and whoever came out of the MAC was going to be good. But, I mean, yeah, UV was a 7 seed, goes on and wins sectionals. So you never know. The MAC was really battle-tested. This year, I don't know yet. You know, we haven't seen Green. They're opening up tonight at home against a Tri-Valley opponent in Lawrence, a Class D team that, you know, we follow Lawrence here on CDO, and interested to see what they have as well. I know they were talking to their coach. They kind of said they were in a sort of rebuilding mode, but, you know, talking to Coach Rice, he said, you know, my guys, I'm not sure what we have either yet, so it'll be interesting to see.
And I was talking to Oxford. That's one team we haven't mentioned in the MAC. They have Jason Davis.
Oh.
They've started to surround themselves with some other players in C.J. Smith and Brad Beckwith. He may not be big on the board, but he's big impact in the game every single time. And, you know, unfortunately, they've dealt with some injury bug going on right now, and they've dealt with a few other things. C.J. Smith actually had an ejection this weekend,
right.
So it was a little tough for them to get through this weekend, but they battled hard on in the Sherburne tournament just to come out 0-2, but don't count them out either.
No, Davis is a heck of a ball player. He's putting up some phenomenal stats. So we're going to pause for 30 seconds. When we come back, we will start the third quarter with the score. Oneonta boys leading Norwich on the road 34-24. This has been our Mirabado Halftime Report here on CDO. We'll be right back.
This year, switch to Mirabado. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabado. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabado, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second half. Onyansa with the ball, now going left to right. An early shot here from Evan Sitz is off the mark. Nate Lull, Megan Schultz from the Evening Sun with you here tonight on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Also, you can listen on WCDOsports.com. That is a free service there on WCDOsports.com. We also archive all the games. You can go back and listen for free anytime, courtesy of SFCU. Norwich missing their first shot with Majuni down the floor. Graham Wooden brings it up. He takes a shot left side, no good. Rebound JT Vinyl. He's off to the races for Norwich. Down the left side. Leaves one off for Cashman. He goes up in the paint. Too strong. Ball is kicked out. Majuni holds on for Norwich as they go right to left. Majuni to the top of the key for Maynard. Works it around to the right side. Down low for Wenzel. BB Hook gets it, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line, and that's what Norwich needs.
Yeah, he immediately came in here and made an impact in the second half, grabbing that first rebound, and nobody could touch him. He held it above his head. The height is definitely going to play a factor. He just needs to stay out of foul trouble, and he almost picked one up here with an over-the-back call, but they let it go, and he's just got to be smart.
Wenzel to the line again, standing 6'8". Puts it up and in. So he has 5 points, and Norwich trying to chip away early in the third quarter at this Oneonta lead. It's the Jackets leading the Purple Tornado 34-27. 6:45 to go, third quarter.
Man-to-man matchups have stayed the same. Majuni's still covering Wooden, and McGraw is still being covered by Cashman right now.
Wooden takes it to the rim, and Majuni gets a piece of him there, and we'll have a foul. Wooden will go to the line. Just two cat-quick guys going toe-to-toe here, and for this round, Wooden takes that one to the rim, and he's fouled, and he'll go to shoot two. 14 points so far tonight for Wooden. He's the leading scorer for Oneonta with 6:40 to go, third quarter. Wooden's first shot is off the front of the rim, no good. Student section has been a little quiet here tonight. What do you think?
Both sides.
I know.
Norwich is having a white out. Oneonta's having a blue out.
Yeah.
Makes for some color clashing against that purple over there.
Yes, it does. Wooden puts the second one up and in. He's got 15. Maybe they'll come alive here if this stays a close game as we get closer to the fourth quarter. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Oneonta 35, Norwich 27. Wenzel goes to Maynard, back to Majuni at the top of the key. Leaves it for Cashman. He's looking to get going. Straight away three. Maybe that's the one that does it. Nothing but the bottom of the basket there. And it's 35-30.
That's a big, big shot for him. Let's see if that swings his momentum to get into this game. He did have somebody in his face on an Oneonta Yellow Jacket defender. So
6 minutes to go, third quarter. The lead is five. And McGraw takes it right to the rim before a right-handed layup. Boy, that was pretty.
And pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
You know, he got one step on Norwich defender, and he was to the basket.
5:50 to go in this third quarter. Oneonta leads by 7, 37-30. Here's Vinyl on the baseline. Leaves it back off for Maynard. Puts it up and in. A little left-handed scoop, and he gets it to go.
Norwich does have two left-handers on their team with Majuni and Carson, so that is a benefit at the high school level as well.
Boy, they make it look easy. 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Here's McGraw again. Gets in the paint. Kicks out for Packard. Right side three in the corner. Too strong. A little too much mustard on that one. Rebound for Norwich. Cashman comes ahead. Lost it for a second. Now goes back to Majuni at midcourt. Majuni finds Cashman with 5:15 to go, third quarter. Leaves it off for Maynard. Norwich slowing it down a little bit here as they set up against the Oneonta defense.
Oneonta's now playing a 3-2 defense.
They'll kick down low for Vinyl at the left low block, and he puts it up and in. Vinyl with another bucket. He's into double figures with 11.
And like I was saying earlier, he's that glue guy for Tom Collier. Tom Collier's definition of a glue guy is doesn't have to be on the board all the time, he does the little things that Collier wants and needs out of every single player, but if he has that one, that person's going to be the one that pulls the team together, and Vinyl pulls this one within three.
Oneonta leads 37-34. Timeout for the Jackets. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDR. Welcome back out of the timeout for Oneonta. It's the Jackets leading Norwich 37-34. And here is Graham Wooden will inbound the basketball in a tight contest here between the Jackets and the Purple Tornado. Norwich was down by 10 at halftime, but they've chipped it back to a three-point ball game. Let's see if Oneonta can answer once again. Here's McGraw at the top of the key. Goes right side for Packard. Packard for Evan Sitz. Pump fakes. Goes left side. He's at the elbow. Gives it back to McGraw. Takes it down low. Pulls up. That's off the mark. Left it short. Out of bounds. Will stay with the Jackets here.
Yet again, Wenzel's height plays a factor. All he did was stood straight up, arm straight up, and it happened to throw off McGraw's shot there.
Now they're going to call the change the call here. It's going to go back to Norwich. So it must have deflected off of somebody down on that baseline. The other official at a better angle. Gives it back to the Purple Tornado. With 4.5 to go here in this third quarter, it's Oneonta 37, Norwich 34. Here's Majuni, left side pump fakes. Now back to Maynard. Little give and go back to Majuni with 15 seconds to go on the shot clock here for Norwich. They try to go down low for Vinyl, lost it. And Evan Sitz will come away with the loose ball here for Oneonta. Sitz back up the floor as Oneonta again in the royal blue with the gold trim going left to right. Graham Wooden straight away, three, good. Hit the front of the iron and then it just died there and fell in. And he is up to 18 points now. Oneonta 40, Norwich 34. That was a big shot there for the Jackets. 3.5 to go here, third quarter. Wenzel with a turnaround hook, no good. Wooden with a rebound. Back up the floor for Atchison. He pulls up for three. Left it short, rebound for Majuni. Purple Tornado looking to swirl ahead. Off for Vinyl, through his hands, and out of bounds, but we will have a foul, I believe, on Wooden here. Oneonta leading 40-34, 3.5 to go, third quarter.
Oneonta switched to that 3-2 defense, and it's really to keep it out of the middle and force Norwich to start shooting the three, which is something they haven't shot well really all night long.
Yeah, they really have struggled from downtown a little bit as Vinyl goes to the line here. He's their leading scorer with 12. Makes it a five-point game. Oneonta leading Norwich 40-35. Again, we're here at Norwich High School tonight. Oneonta boys traveling over to take on the Purple Tornado. Vinyl goes 2-for-2. He has 13. And it's back to a four-point game. Norwich not going quietly. 3.5 to go here in the third, as we expected. Close one between these two. Here's McGraw at the top of the key. McGraw with Maynard in his face. McGraw wants to try to take him to the rim. Kicks out for Sitz in the corner. Rimmed out. Rolled around the rim. Rebound for Wenzel. And an outlet pass ahead for Cashman. He gets into the paint. Tries to take it in. A charge is taken, though, by Atchison. Set his feet. Cashman went skying over him, and the charge is called.
I'm surprised Cashman didn't pull up for the little 8-10 footer right there. Instead, he drove it to the basket. Maybe a little unsure of his jump shot right now, but he probably could have knocked that one down pretty easily and had 2 points instead. We're going the other way.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. Oneonta leads Norwich 40-36. Wooden directing traffic here for Oneonta. A little dribble drive for Wooden. Tries to go backdoor to McGraw, but we'll have a kick against Norwich. That will bring up a whistle here with 2:53 to go, third quarter. Interested to see what fireworks lay ahead for us here in the last little bit of the third quarter and into the fourth.
Oneonta setting a lot of screens, getting a lot of switches from the Norwich defense, and still finding that open player.
Here's Wooden with a pull-up jumper at the foul line. Left it short, skimmed the front of the rim. Back the other way here from a Majuni of Norwich. Norwich is in the white with the purple trim. A steal as Sitz takes it away from Majuni. Tom Collier not happy with that. As back the other way comes Oneonta. Left side McGraw. Little stutter step, gets to the baseline. Nice move, lays it up and in. Teddy McGraw, the junior, with 9 points, gives Oneonta a 42-36 lead.
That was a nice move and got it just over the fingertips of Wenzel to get it to fall with that little teardrop.
Norwich keeps chipping away at the lead, but Oneonta has found an answer every time. Cashman with a straightaway three just cannot get the roll there as it hit the rim two or three times and then bounced out. McGraw back up the floor. Thought about leaving it for Packard. Instead, holds on to it. Goes to Atchison. He steps back. Has it blocked there by Vinyl. Norwich comes away. Two on one if they can hurry. Vinyl, left side, takes it right to the rim, up and in. Vinyl now with 15, and it's Oneonta 42, Norwich 38.
Vinyl sees the floor very, very well. He had a two-on-one break there. Had Carson at the block. but knew that defender could have easily taken that pass and took it to the hole himself.
Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Here's Packard going into the land of the trees. Can't get this one to go. Rebound here for McGraw. Somehow back to Packard. He missed it. Had a right-handed layup. It wouldn't go. McGraw with another rebound. He tosses it up. That one's short. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Norwich. So Oneana with three point-blank looks, and they can't get a bucket.
Wenzel had his fingertips on every single one, and it just bounced off and went straight to a Yellow Jacket player, and Norwich has got to come away with those rebounds in order to continue chipping away at this game.
Packard will want that one back. If you're an Oneonta fan, he had a wide-open look and couldn't get it to go. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Oneonta 42, Norwich 38. And a great boys contest here tonight at Norwich High School. Thanks for joining us. At the foul line, here is Vinyl. Kicks one back out. Now they'll try to go down low for Jones, who's back in for the first time in the second half. Skipping it across to the far side. Ball knocked out of bounds by Wooden as Flanagan tried to go on the baseline left side. Both teams going to the bench a little bit here right now. Trying to get those starters a little extra rest here before we hit the fourth, I'm sure.
Flanagan's got a nice shot. He's got a look to take that open shot down there in the corner, especially given these minutes to the starters right now to get them back into this game.
Quick inbounds pass, and they will find Vinyl, who puts it up and in. He's got 17. That's a team high. Back to a two-point game. So Norwich was down 10. They've chipped it to 2. Oneonta 42, Norwich 40. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. At the top of the key, stolen away here by Vinyl. Vinyl takes it to the rim, takes a lot of contact there. He's fouled and gets the bucket. We're tied at 42.
Vinyl's just everywhere for Norwich. Like I said before the game, you're going to hear his name a lot, and you are. He comes away with the steal, finishes strong, gets the and one at the other end, and he steps into the line to go for what would be 20 points.
And Norwich ties it up, and they're looking to take the lead. Boy, just a ton of energy out of him. Just Energizer Bunny out there. Vinyl to the line, rolls around and gets the roll. He's got 20 now, and Norwich leads 43-42 with 37 seconds to go, third quarter.
He's a very hard worker, too. He plays three sports for Norwich. Not very common nowadays in the high school athletes. Plays football and baseball and is a standout catcher for baseball, and that's actually his top sport.
Here's Oneonta with the ball right side for Osterhout off the bench with a monster three ball. His first points of the night. Oneonta leads 45-43, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Majuni at the top of the key, the Purple Tornado playing for the last shot. Majuni steps in foul line, takes it right to the rim, up and in. Majuni puts it home, actually his first bucket here of the night. Graham Wooden up the half-court shot off the backboard and off the rim. And at the end of the third, we're tied 45-45 between Norwich and Oneonta. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. You can start to feel the energy in here tonight as we start the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta and Norwich tied 45-45. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Also joined by my color commentator from the Evening Sun, Megan Scholes. Been a good one here so far.
Has been. 10-point lead diminished in that third quarter by Norwich. Chipped away at it little by little. Held Oneonta to very few points, and we're in for an exciting 8 minutes here.
Yeah, Oneonta was up 34-24 at the break, but a great third quarter by Norwich gets them back in this game. Vinyl will travel on the opening possession for the Purple Tornado to start the fourth quarter. So 7:43 to go. We're tied 45 all. And I think this place will start to rock if it stays like this the rest of the way. Here's McGraw across half court, directing traffic for Oneata. Norwich playing tight on D. Here's McGraw against Cashman. McGraw down low, stops, tries to throw across the court, picked off here by Maynard. Back the other way, Maynard tries to go right to the rim, left it a little short, and the rebound is scooped up here by Evan Six. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter, we're tied at 45. Into the near side corner for Oneata, taking it right to the rim. Here is Atchison, can't get it to go. Wenzel with a rebound, and an outlet pass ahead here for Norwich. Here's Majuni with a floating jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound for Evan Sitz of Oneata. So both teams with some opportunities early, but the shots won't go. Here's McGraw, chest pass for Osterhout. He's going to take it to the rim. That one is up and good for Oneata.
A little bit of bad shot selection on Norwich's end right now. They're not settling for the right shot. They're just trying to take them one-on-three, one-on-five sometimes. And you can tell Tom Collier's frustration a little bit on the sideline with that. They've got to start making the right decision when it comes to shot selection in order to stay in this game.
6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Wenzel down low. Can't get it to go. Scoops up his own rebound. Partially blocked there by McGraw. A lot of contact, but no call from the Zebra crew. Back the other way for Osterhout. And he's fouled as he tries to get to the rim. So 6:15 to go in the fourth. Oneata leads by two, 47-45.
A lot of contact at both ends there. And definitely got away with one, the Yellow Jackets did on this end. And Majuni goes to the bench now with three fouls.
Yeah, I thought Wenzel really got hammered down low. Surprised there wasn't a call. Oneata gets the ball. Graham Wooden tries to throw it off a defender as he's falling out of bounds. It doesn't work. Cashman scoops it up. And Norwich will hold on as they go right to left. They're into their own offensive end of the floor. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. A good pass from Wenzel on a backdoor cut by JT Vinyl, and he finishes it off. He's got 22.
Norwich is now starting to find a way to really break down this 3-2 defense with that nice little high post entry pass. Telling you, when I played for Tom Collier, that was our bread and butter when we saw a 3-2 zone.
5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Straight away three for Graham Wooden. Ice in his veins. He's got 21, and Oneata leads by three, 50-47 with 5.5 to go.
I'm almost feeling like this is a Wooden versus Vinyl game, not Norwich versus Oneata.
It really is. Those two have been spectacular. Wenzel takes it down low, goes to that hook. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound for McGraw. Outlet pass ahead for Oneata. They're still looking to push the pace, but a travel there is whistled against Alex Osterhout. And it goes back to Norwich with 5:18 to go. Oneata leads by three, 50-47 in this boys' stack showdown tonight. Norwich will get it in. This would be huge if they could get Cashman going here in this last 5 minutes. Looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by Norwich with 5:13 to go in the fourth. Oneata leads by three, 50-47. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneata continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneata. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Megan Scholes here with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Want to welcome in all our listeners online, brought to you by SFCU. You can go back. We'll have the game up probably by tomorrow morning. You can go back, listen to this one, download it for free anytime, all courtesy of SFCU and our game audio archive. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneata 50, Norwich 47. Maynard finds Cashman in front of the Norwich bench on the right side. Pulls up for three. Cashman, good. Swish. And that could be the shot he needs.
He's got eight now. He's hit two threes. He's got to continue that momentum going right now. And we're at a tie ball game again.
4:50 to go, fourth quarter. That Cashman versus McGraw matchup has been spectacular tonight. Again, tied at 50. Here's Wooden down low. Dishes it off for Atchison. The jumper is off the mark. Didn't put enough air under that one, and Norwich scoops up the loose ball. Here's Maynard crossing half court, guarded by Osterhout. with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Passing one down low. Wenzel didn't see it coming. Off his hands, into the hands of Graham Wooden. Coast to coast, puts it up and in. Wooden has 23 for Oneyata. Vinyl has 22 for Norwich. I like that. What you said there. It's those two going head to head.
And right now, with the just about four minutes left in this game, it's really going to come down to which team can take care of the ball better. And right now, Oneyata's holding that advantage, hence why they have the two-point lead.
Left side here for Norwich. A pull-up three for Thomas Flanagan. You said he had a shot, and he puts it there.
He was big on the JV level last year with that three-point shot. Kept him in a lot of games. He needs to continue to shoot the ball when he's open.
Big-time bucket there. With 3:49 to go in the fourth quarter, Norwich retakes the lead 53-52. And we'll have a foul here against Norwich. Oneyata will hold on to it. Here's our foul situation, folks. Norwich with four, Oneyata with three. And so that could play a factor as we head down the stretch here. Flanagan is going to go to the bench, and Majuni is going to come back in.
Refs are letting a little bit go in the second half. They controlled it pretty well in the first half, and right now they're doing a great job in the second half letting them play.
Wooden gets the ball at midcourt, dribbles to the right side as Oneyata goes left to right. Chance of defense from the Norwich student section. Here's McGraw in the paint. Dishes one down low for Sitz. A pump fake, puts it up too strong. Rebound Wenzel. Boy, he scoops it up and cleans the glass.
And he's playing smart in the second half, which has really kept Norwich in this game as well, because he's on the boards underneath all the time and getting that extra advantage with his arm length.
So Norwich gets it to midcourt. They'll call a timeout with 3:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich leads by a point, 53-52. We'll step away for 60 seconds. We'll be back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, Norwich looking to push the ball down low, and Wenzel is called for a charge here. Teddy McGraw was behind him. Wenzel, there was a little contact. McGraw went flying. They call it on Wenzel. That's his third.
Norwich is playing a little bit of offense-defense with Majuni right now, so Majuni can come in and cover Wooden, and Tommy Flanagan can get out there. Tommy's got the nice shot, so hopefully that comes to play in a factor.
3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Norwich leads by a point, 53-52. Oneyata with the ball. Osterhout takes it to the rim. Little up and under shot, no good. McGraw, the rebound. The tip wouldn't go, out of bounds, and now back to Norwich. And McGraw, he'll want that one back. He had a good look at it. So Majuni goes to the bench. Flanagan comes back in. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Norwich by a point. Coach Mackey for Oneyata not pleased with the call there.
I honestly thought it was out on Norwich on that one too, so I see where he's coming from on that.
Always animated on the far side. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Flanagan, a deep three right side off the rim, no good, and McGraw with a rebound. Passing ahead here for Ryan Packard. He takes it off the rim or off the glass and good for Packard. And he's got 6 points, and there was a lot of contact on that as well. Oneyata leads by a point, 54-53. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Norwich with the ball on the right side. They go to Flanagan. Flanagan finds Cashman, closely guarded there by McGraw. They kick it back across for Maynard for three. Got it. The crowd goes crazy as Maynard now with 8 points finds the bottom of the basket. Norwich 56, Oneyata 54. Timeout for the Jackets. And Jerry Mackey not pleased with his team. We're going to step away, but we'll be right back. Norwich 56, Oneonta 54 with just under 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull here tonight with Megan Scholes from the Evening Sun. Megan is your Norwich expert, I would say. And it's a two-point game here right now. Norwich 56, only on a 54. We could have asked for a better game to open up our radio season, I guess you could say, here on CDL. This is an exciting contest for sure.
Norwich's three-point shot is finally starting to come alive, and it's coming at a crucial time in this game. Like you said, Mackey wasn't too happy with the defense does at the other end out of this timeout.
He was not pleased with that. And if you've seen Jerry Mackey on the sideline, very animated, all in a good way, but he's a fun one to watch. Norwich has the ball. Oneonta has the ball. Norwich on defense with a minute 50 to go in the fourth.
And I'm surprised Norwich is in a 2-3 defense with the way Oneonta's been shooting the threes.
Here is McGraw. We'll see if it pays off for Norwich. Here is Graham Wooden. Now back to Teddy McGraw into the corner for Packard. He dials up a three. Way too hard on that one. It's off the mark and a rebound for Norwich with a minute and a half to go. And so the Purple Tornado taking their time. Maynard brings it back up the floor. Minute 25 left. Norwich leads by two, 56-54. Taking their time here. Shot clock is at 15. Game clock's at a minute 15. Tom Collier barking out some signals. Chews some clock up and then takes a timeout. With a minute 12 to go in the fourth, we're just going to step away for 30 seconds here. Norwich leads by two, 56-54 on CDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back once again. Norwich High School tonight. It's the Norwich boys leading Oneonta 56-54. Late fourth quarter action here. Nate Lull alongside Megan Scholes with you tonight. And this has been a good one and exciting to see the finish. We were talking in the pregame how last year's game here came down and was a two-point, late finish. And looks like we'll have that here again with a minute 12 to go in the fourth.
I think for everybody's heart rate in this gym, let's hope it doesn't go into a double overtime like last year.
Yes.
But it could quite possibly do that same. Two coaching greats on the sidelines between the two teams, and they just know how to answer each other.
Norwich with the ball out of the timeout. With a minute 5 to go in the fourth corner. Here's Maynard, takes it to the rim. His shot is no good. Wenzel with a huge rebound, kicks it out. They go to Cashman, right side for a three. It's too strong. Rebound for Oneonta with 55 seconds left. Norwich 56, Oneonta 54. McGraw, right side of the floor, takes it right to the rim. Hanging jumper is no good. Wenzel cleans up the rebound. Ball is loose at midcourt. Norwich slows it down as Vinyl scoops it up. 40 seconds to go.
Good decision there by Vinyl, pulling it out, not trying to force up a shot, having a mistake happen, and we're going the other way. Good decision to pull it out.
Down to 30 seconds left. Norwich chewing some time off the clock. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Another timeout's taken here by Norwich with 26 seconds to go. It's Norwich leading Oneonta 56-54. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back once again. Norwich leading Oneonta 56-54. Purple Tornado with the ball. Again, Oneonta was up by 10 at halftime, 34-24, but Norwich has really had a strong second half, just slowly chipped away at it and got back into this ball game. And now it's going to be Oneonta going to have to find a way to get a stop here and see what they can do on offense with 26 seconds left.
Would you have imagined that we have a total of 110 points scored in this game when we started the first 6 minutes of the broadcast off 2-0?
I mean, it was ice cold for both sides. And again, yeah, I think it was 2-0 Norwich 3 minutes in at least. And now it's really come alive. Both teams have shot the ball well in the second half.
And Oneonta's back to that man-to-man defense that shut down Norwich earlier. Let's see what Norwich does to answer it.
Ball is loose at midcourt. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Osterhout comes away with it, and he double dribbled. With 16 seconds left, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of traffic, and he double dribbled.
And again, it comes down in that late game situation to which team can take care of the ball a little bit better. Norwich had the turnover there, but hustled it down and ended up coming away with it because of the way they got back on defensive end.
Timeout Oneonta. This time we're going to keep it here with 16 seconds left. Norwich leads 56-54. Boy, that ball came loose at midcourt, and it was a scramble. Guys wrestling, diving over one atop of each other. It was fun to watch. Osterhout came away with it, but again, just too much traffic, and he couldn't slow down and ended up double dribbling. So we'll see what Norwich dials up here for a play to try to get it in, and we'll see what Oneonta decides to do with limited time left here on defense.
I think that they have four fouls to give right now. I think Mackey's probably going to extend this man-to-man pressure to a full court, whether he goes a 2-2-1 or a full court man-to-man. Norwich has broken the pressure all night, though. So, you know, if they do break the pressure, they go out for a layup and secure the win pretty easily, or do they pull it out and hold on to the two-point victory?
Here's our team foul situation. Norwich has five, Oneonta with three. So as you said, Megan, that's a lot of ground to make up to send Norwich to the line with only 16.7 seconds left. So we'll see what Norwich decides to do. It does appear that Oneonta is going to bring some full court pressure here. A little 1-2-1-1 maybe, let's see, or 1-2-2. Norwich will look to get the ball in. Osterhout is guarding the inbounds pass. They'll get it to Wenzel. And now to Flanagan. He's fouled by Graham Wooden. 14.8 left.
The way that they've been calling the second half, that could have just been a no call, and Tommy Flanagan would have ended up with a turnover there. He's got to be careful in that situation.
Yeah, Wooden really got in there and poked it away, but they did call the foul here with 14.8. So this is going to get the ball to midcourt. Cashman will inbound. Wooden is right in his shorts here on the sideline in front of the Norwich cheerleaders, and now Norwich is going to take a timeout.
Foul before?
Let's see. Wenzel got tied up with Packard over by the basket to our left, and there's going to be a foul. Oneonta's trying to argue that they called timeout before that altercation, and I don't think that that's going to happen. So they will call that foul on Packard, which is going to give Norwich the ball on the baseline with 14.8 left. So Coach Mackey's going to get a little explanation here from the officials. Either way, Norwich is going to have the ball with Vinyl on the baseline with 14.8 to go. It's Norwich 56, Oneonta 54. They get it into Wenzel, and he's fouled with 13.4 left by Packard.
And they still have one more to give, and there's 13. We've only taken 3 seconds off the clock right now.
Yeah, Oneonta has done a good job of not allowing much time to go. So Oneonta with 16 fouls and Norwich with 5. We will step away for 30 seconds. Norwich takes a timeout again. Purple Tornado leading the Yellow Jackets of Oneonta 56-54. 13 seconds to go. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Norwich boys leading 56-54 over Oneonta with limited time left here. Just an out-of-town score. The Green boys, as we were talking about at halftime, they were taking on Lawrence from the Tri-Valley. Green walks away with a 62-48 victory here tonight. So a nice opening win for Coach Rice and his boys. So 13.4 to go here, fourth quarter. Norwich 56, Oneonta 54. Vinyl with the inbounds pass here for the Purple Tornado. Tries to get it to Wenzel. It's stolen away. Oneonta with the ball. Here is Graham Wooden, and it's knocked out of bounds as he tried to pass to Evan Sitz with 8.1 to go. So the Yellow Jackets are going to have a chance here. This is going to come down to a final shot. Osterhout was the one that was just able to get his hand in there and take it away from Wenzel and underneath the basket.
Norwich has no timeouts left. Tom Collier wasted all of them trying to chip that clock away. Mackey, thankfully, is going to call a timeout for his team, but it works in benefit of Norwich in this situation.
Norwich 56, Oneonta 54. Coach Mackey holding court with his guys. I really didn't think, as we'll keep it right here, I didn't think Oneonta was going to get another clean chance here, and now they get the ball down the floor, and, you know, if they draw it upright, they should get a decent look here, you would think.
Well, and again, it comes down to taking care of the ball, and the inbounder pass, I think it was Vinyl, just was looking and tried to force it into Wenzel, and he didn't have it. He had Tommy Flanagan all the way in the backcourt, and I know he can make that pass because he is also a quarterback.
Right.
He's a third-string quarterback for Norwich, so it can happen, but, you know, I just wasn't expecting that play to be drawn up the way it was, and kudos to Oneonta on that possession underneath the basket for them because they're the ones that created that turnover, honestly.
I'll be interested to see if you're Oneonta, it's really going to come down to the defense probably, but do you try to get a quick two, or are you going for everything? Are you going for the three? That's going to be interesting.
That is a good question, and knowing Mackey, he probably will set up for a three, but also knowing Mackey, he might want to play it safe here and force an overtime.
8.1 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Norwich leads 56-54. Oneonta is in their own offensive end of the floor. They're going left to right. They will inbound right to the right of their bench over on the far side of the floor. Evan Sitz will inbounds. Norwich puts the 6'8" Skylar Wenzel on defense right in front of Sitz. And now tied up in the backcourt, there's going to be no call. Wooden couldn't get it. Cashman dribbles down the floor, puts it up and in. Cashman with 10 points. That's going to do it. A shot by Wooden at the buzzer is no good. But Norwich is going to win this ball game 58-54. Let's take you back through that. Oneonta was trying to get the ball to Graham Wooden. He got his feet tied up, I believe, with Majuni. Went down. Oneonta wanted a call. They didn't get it. Norwich runs down the floor, gets a layup, and wins 58-54.
Wow.
Didn't see that coming.
No, not at all. I expected a good look, and it looked like Mackey had a nice look set up for him. But like you said, Wooden just got his feet tangled up with the defender there, and I believe it was Majuni, and it's not like it was there. I don't think there was a foul on that. It just happened to be feet getting tangled, and Mackey did want a foul. Of course, in a late-game situation, you do, but kudos to the referees in that for not making a judgment call that probably didn't need to be there.
Yeah, as an official, that's got to be a tough call, you know, late in the game like that. I tend to agree with you that it just looked like two guys getting tangled up. Unfortunate for Oneonta, but that's the way this one ends here tonight. Norwich 58, Oneonta 54, a big win here on their home floor for the Purple Tornado. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll be right back. Again, our final score, Norwich 58, Oneonta 54 here tonight on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult. But not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Norwich High School. Our final score tonight, the Norwich boys defeating Oneonta 58-54. Great game here tonight. Really came down to the wire as we expected. Nate Law with you here on CDO, joined by Megan Scholes from the Evening Sun. Megan, your final thoughts on this one before we do our scoring breakdown and all our awards and everything.
First off, I didn't expect there to be over 100 points scored with the way we started, but both teams really caught fire there in the second quarter, end of first quarter, going into the second quarter, and then, you know, Oneonta getting that 10-point lead, Norwich chipping it away. This was a classic Norwich-Oneonta rivalry game. It always seems to go that way, whether one team gets the lead or not, or it's back and forth the entire game. Last year's first game that they played against each other felt like it was a little bit of a fluke. Norwich just wasn't on their game. Again, an instant classic here at Norwich High School.
Let's do our scoring summary. First for Norwich tonight, they are led by J.T. Vino with 22 points here tonight. He was outstanding. Marcus Cashman ends up with 10. We talked about how he didn't have a great shooting night, but he ends up with 10 points. 8 points for Carson Maynard, and then we have 6 points for Jaleel Jones, 5 for Skylar Wenzel, and 2 for Majuni here tonight for Norwich. On the other side for Oneonta, 23 points, that's a game high for Graham Wooden, followed by 9 from Teddy McGraw, 8 from Kai Atchison, 6 from Ryan Packard, 5 from Alex Osterhout, 3 from Evan Sitz here tonight. Time to hand out our 3 awards for tonight's broadcast as we do our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll start things off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We decided to give that one to Graham Wooden tonight from Oneonta. 23 points. He got a slow start, but after that he really heated up, helped Oneonta build that 10-point lead at the half, and was just key all night here for the Jackets.
And he really had a defender in his face the entire game, and he still managed that many points on the board. The other thing is that he impressed me all over the floor tonight, yeah. But his offensive presence for Oneonta was really what kept Oneonta in the game.
Next up, it's our Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball here on WCDO. We're going to go with Marcus Cashman here tonight for that award from Norwich, and we bring that up because we thought he did a great job against the other Oneonta to stand out, Teddy McGraw. Those two were just back and forth all night tonight.
I don't want to know what this is. As a Norwich alum, I'm obviously proud of Norwich winning this. I don't want to know what it was like if McGraw got fire against Cashman on defense.
Right.
Cashman really took him out of that game. If McGraw was in that game, we might not even be talking about how it's an instant classic for Norwich Oneonta rivalry. McGraw definitely had a rough night, and at large part due to Cashman's defense against him.
Yeah, those two both didn't put up the numbers they usually do because of the defense they played against one another. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. This one was an easy one for us. JT Vinyl was outstanding, 22 points. We talked about the energy, his defense. He was up and down the floor, and you can just see how much passion he plays with. It's great.
He's everywhere. He's on the rebounds, picking up almost everything off the board. Until Skylar Wenzel came back in, he was really Norwich's leading rebounder at that point. He also provided the spark they needed to in that third quarter, starting right away with that big bucket on the layup and the drive, and then slowly he chipped away at that lead, and like I said, at one point it was the wooden versus vinyl game, not Norwich versus Oneonta.
It really was. Those two were back and forth. That was absolutely outstanding. So, again, our final score here tonight, 58-54, Norwich defeats Oneonta. This was the first game this season that we did on the radio. We've been doing a lot with all our social media coverage, but, you know, going forward we'll be doing 2, 3, 4 games a week on the radio. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see Oneonta a few more times, Norwich a few more times. I'm so glad that Norwich reached out and said, hey, you know, we got Oneonta early. We'd love for you to come over. So this has been fun, and glad we could have you with us here tonight. This was great.
It was a lot of fun to get back on this microphone again and
yeah.
Just, you know, follow along. It was great doing color with you, and hopefully a few more games in our future
yes,
together.
I think so. You know, we'll have a lot going on with BG and UV and Green and all the other teams that we cover, as well as some more Norwich action. Of course, they'll have UV here later in the year, and they'll be at the UV Christmas tournament, as we talked about. That could be a great matchup with the Storm and all the talent that they bring to the table. I mean, Andrew Jackson was just on fire last night in Cooperstown. I think he finished with 26 somewhere in that ballpark. He was great.
He's been in 20s so far in the 3 games that UV's had this season. You know, he's now UV's all-time leading scorer after surpassing that in the second game of the season. Needed 48 points, scores 51 in 2 games. So, and the kid's just been a basketball player through and through since he was a little kid. And, you know, I'm excited to see where it ends up for him, but I'm also excited to see what he does in his senior year.
All right, that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, our final score, the Norwich boys hang on for a victory at home against Oneonta, 58-54. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios, our in-game producer. And we'll sign off here tonight for Megan Schultz joining us tonight from the Evening Sun. I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe. We'll see you on Friday. Sydney and Green, a 7 o'clock tip-off on CDO.